Penticton is hosting a ceremony on April 26, to remember those who have died or been injured on the job. National Day of Mourning has been recognized across Canada since the early 1990s and returns to the city's Euro Park on Friday morning. When you leave for work in the morning, you expect to return home safely that night, but far too many people don't make it or they return after suffering some lasting trauma, said Daniel York, the city's senior advisor on occupational health and safety. The Day of Mourning represents a chance to honor those who have died, been injured, or suffered an illness due to their work. And it's also an opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to all of us doing everything we can to ensure safe workplaces are a priority. A total of 175 BC workers died from a workplace injury or disease in 2023, according to statistics provided by the city. There were 82 fatalities due to traumatic injury and 93 fatalities due to occupational disease. The ceremony will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. Representatives from the city, RCMP, BC Emergency Health Services, CUPE 608, Fortis BC, the Penticton Fire Department and WorkSafe BC will speak and place a carnation in a commemorative wreath, city officials said. The public will also have an opportunity to place carnations in remembrance of those who have died or been injured while at work. Read more. Council approves development plans at Penticton A&W.